Okay, today's daf is Kilayim daf Yud Beis. Kilayim Yud Beis, and we are on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, a few lines from the bottom. So the last point we made, and we're going to talk a few minutes about, is about Halacha Moshe Misinai. Be'emes Amru, which was in the language of our Mishnah back on daf, beginning of the Perek, on daf Tes Amud Beis, daf Yud Amud Aleph, where Perek Kol Sa'ah started, where we're talking about the amounts that are problematic in terms of Kilay Zeraim and the paths that are not problematic. So we already had on the beginning the language of Maris Ayin, we had the language of Halacha Moshe Misinai, and we discussed whether there is an element of Daraisa or Halacha Moshe Misinai just means, as the Gilyon HaShas, Rav Yosef Shaul Nathanson said, with other examples, brought that it just means that it's a muskam lakol, like Rashi says in Sukkah Lamed Ches, ein cholik bedavar, but not that it is really halacha moshe misinai. But some seem to say, the look at some of Farshim, it seems to be a real issue daraisa, and it could be, as we've mentioned, that the maris ayin is a daraisa concept. The problem is, like yesterday, where it says that iser mavatla sachachila is only a problem by a daraisa, but by maris ayin it's not. If maris ayin is a daraisa, then it gets a little tricky why that would be a difference, but it can be explained. It can be explained. But Halacha Moshe Misinai itself, as we know, taking it literally, is it's a major sugya to discuss. Maybe one or two points. We've mentioned these in the past, but again, it's a good opportunity to review. The Rambam in the Hakdamah to Pirush Mishnayos, which is really one of the main sources for the idea, the background of what Torah Shebaal Peh is all about, the Rambam discusses. First of all, he lists off all the halachos should be seen nice, which is difficult because the Chavos Yair, Rav Yair Bachrach, has a tshuva where he discusses that there seem to be many more halacha moshe misinais than what the Rambam lists. So some of them are helped out by the fact that Chazal don't call them all halacha moshe misinai. Sometimes Chazal say Gemara Gemirila or Hilchos Gemirila, where Tosfos and Rashi say often that means halacha moshe misinai, but it could be the Rambam does not say that. Rambam holds that Gemara Gemirila means it's a Mesorah, but it's not halacha moshe misinai specifically. But the Rambam lists off all the others that are halacha moshe misinai, there's many that not on the list, but he lists a number. But then he says halacha moshe misinai is really only one of the five categories of Torah Shebaal Peh that we have. He lifts them a little longer, but in the short section, the Rambam says, again, this is translated from the Arabic, as we know Pirush Mishnayos was written in Arabic, HaChelek HaRishon, Pirushim Mekubalim Mipi Moshe, V'yesh Lem Remez Bakasuv, Pirushim that come from Moshe Rabbeinu, and there is a remez, there is a hint to it in the Pasuk. If I gave you 100 years, you could have figured it out. V'efshar Lohotziyam B'derach Svara, and maybe you could even come up with a Svara based on the Yugim Omidos, V'zeh Ein Bo Machlokes, there's no machlokas. Category one and category two, there's no machlokas. Alvok shiomar echad kaf ki malti in ladaber alav. So that's the number one. And that's what the Rambam's examples are. Ayin tachas ayin and esrog being a pre-eitz hadar. Ayin tachas ayin, it's not so unfathomable that would mean money. You know, most countries and most legal systems of the world say eye for an eye is not meant to be taken literally. So it's something that we could have come up with. That's called pirusha mekubal mipi Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's also esrog being a pre-eitz hadar. And esrog is a beautiful fruit. There are other beautiful fruit too, but esrog, we could have learned that it's a beautiful fruit, that nobody argues on that. That is category one. Category two is what we're talking about here, and that is halacha moshe misinai. Also, no machlokas about those, but the difference between category one and two is halacha moshe misinai has no remez in the pasuk. We would never have figured it out had it not been given to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Moshe Rabbeinu. And that is all the shiurim and nisach hamayim and all the eser netios, so many halacha moshe misinais that we have that are arbitrary. Maybe we could once we have them give a svara for them, but we never would have come up with them by ourselves. Category three, the ones we're listing off the five. Category three are dinim shehotziu al darkei asvara v'nafla b'machlokas. Right, all the halachas that we learn out from the Yigim Omidos. Right, all the halachas. V'nifzak adin bohem af al pi arov, and you go by the rov in trying to figure out: do you go by the hekesh? Do you go by the gzirashava? Do you go by the klalu prad? Do you go by the ribu miyit? All the different halachas. So that's category three, and that of course is the largest category in the five. We've mentioned in the past that some achronim connect this issue to Arashi, to Gemara. Gemara in Gittin Daf Samach Amud Beis, and it's even already alluded to in the Rashi there, and that is there's a machlokas, Amoraim, which is bigger, Torah Shebichsav or Torah Shebaal Peh. Ruba Bichsav or Miyat Alpeh, or Ruba Alpeh or Miyat Bichsav, which is a start of the Machlokas. What do you mean, which is bigger? Obviously, Torah Shabbat is much bigger. Torah Shabbat is much bigger. Why can you even suggest Torah Shabbat Bichsav? The answer is, and it's alluded to in the Rashi there, that maybe this category 3 of Torah Shabbat Peh, maybe that's called Torah Shabbat Bichsav. What do you call all the Yud Gimel Midos that are used in order to darshan the Torah and darshan reading between the lines? So is that called Torah Shebichsav or is that called Torah Shebapeh? Clearly, that's the largest area, and that tips the scale to Rov. But the question is that part of Torah Shebichsav or is that part of Torah Shebapeh? So that's the machlokas in Gittin and Daf Samach, and that relates to this. That's the three categories of the first three categories of the Rambam. The Rambam has the fourth and fifth category. Those are the dinim drabanan. That also is part of the chefsah shel Torah of Torah shel peh. Chelik haravi him dinim shetiknu hanaviim vachachamim bechol dar vador kdei laso siyog vegeder latorah. Any siyogim and gedarim v'aleim tziva kadosh baruch hu lasosam v'u mashenemar v'mamar klali u'shmartim es mishmarti uvo bo bakabala asu mishmeres l'mishmarti. And these are also called gzeros. Ulefamim tibo machlokas. Sometimes there could be a machlokas, right? We know chicken and milk. That's a machlokas. About that, whether there should be a halacha like that. Lefisha chacham echad ro ligzor kach, v'lo yaskim alav chacham acher. V'zeh harbi b'talmud shomrim Rebbe Ploni gazar kach mishum kach v'kach. Rebbe Ploni lo gazar. V'zeh kamochin siba misibo samachlokas. Right, there's a lot. And he quotes the example: of b'chalav gzeir midarbana lakarke harke gasadim and avera. So that's all category four, and category five, those are the takanos. Dinim ha'asuyim al derech ha'chakira v'ha'haskama bidvarim ha'nogim b'mnei adam. She'im b'hem tosefes b'mitzvah v'lo giron. You're not adding to the mitzvahs daraisa or taking away. You're just adding a mitzvah d'rabanan. O bidvarim she'im to'elos l'bnei adam b'divrei Torah. V'karu osam takanos u'min hagim v'osur la'avar aleihen. And that there are some, the Rambam says, in Isser v'Heter, there are some in Yin Mamanis, there are some Takanas Shetiknu HaNeviim, right, Shol and V'Darshin, Behilchas Pesach v'Pesach, Moshe Tikein, right, what are examples? Prusbal, and Takanas Rabbi Yochanan, the 9 Takanas Rabbi Yochanan and Zakai, and Takanas Usha. There are many of them. That is all Category 5. But Category 2 is the one that comes up on our daf, and that is Halacha L'Moshe Halach Moshe B'Sinai that we have in our sugya. Again, there's a lot more. Maybe at the end of this time, we'll get back to Halach Moshe B'Sinai and talk about the two types, which I think we spoke about recently, with a week or two ago, about Mechadeshes and Mefareshes. But now let's do the Gemara on today's daf. So first we get back to the Diyuk, relating to the diak that we just made. So remember, in our Mishnah, we have 99% of the Yurakos and Tfua. The shear for Kilai Zroim is 1 to 23. 1 of the minority to 23 of the majority, that's a problem. And if that's the shear, then it has to be made smaller, either by making more of the majority or making taking away some of the minority. And there was a machlokas tanoim. Once you're taking away some of the minority, do you have to take away all of it? Or because that's Rabbi Yossi, or not. And what if it's two different types? Does that affect it? That was yesterday's daf. But that's most. But the Mishnah also says that there are two types of exceptions. There are the Zerone Gina, which usually you plant much less in a base sa'ah. So that is a different shear. That goes by 1/24th of what you usually plant in a base sa'ah. That amount is going to have significance as compared to the larger component in the mixture. And also we didn't speak about this yet, Pishtun. Pishtun has a larger, usually you plant more of the seeds. So that's what the Mishnah at the end of Daf Yudam and Aleph said. Pishtun bitfua mitzarefes echam yesem va'arba b'nofel ha'pesah. Also, if it's very large, so you also go by 1/24th of what is usually there. So the Pishtun and the Zeroni Gina, the ones that are usually planted very sparsely or a lot of them at once, so both of those have the different shiurim about 1/24th of nofel ha'pesah, what's usually planted, and not by what's actually there, 1 to 23 of the grain. So here we go again. So Bamas Amru, so about this Zeroni Gina, Amr Belazar, Kamakam Shana Bamas Alka Moshe B'Sinai. Vatani Allah, we continue now third line from the bottom, on Yud Aleph on the base. Vatani Allah, Kulon Kav, Vachatzi Kav. The Brisa says about our Mishnah, when do you say this? When you have a Kav or a Chatzi Kav of the seeds. But ha-kabayim barova. But if you would already have two kabayim, meaning we're talking about the zeronigina, which are usually sparsely planted. So if you have one or half a kav, fine, that's sparse. But once it's two kav implanted, then you go by the shear of most yirakos and tefuah, and then it becomes like the regular amount, 1/24 of a 1 to 23 is the problematic amount, 1 to 24 of in the sa'ah is the okay amount. So the Gemara says, Hachat Amar Kabayim Barova, Vachat Amar Kabayim Echad Be'esim Barba. We just had two brises, right? One in the middle of the Amud that we did in the last year, and one that we did just now, which had the opposite to Yukim. First, we said earlier that if you have three or four Kavim of the regular, so then that goes by the regular shear of 1/24. But if it's two Kavim, then it goes by the shear of 1/24 of Nofel Beisa, right? The shear about what 1/24 of what's usually planted. And here we have the opposite Diyuk. About two kavim, two kabayim. There's no answer. It seems like the two brises contradict each other in terms of the mashmos. They give a shear, and we're medayik. This brisa says three or four, mashma two has a different halacha, and this brisa says one and a half or one, but two would have a different halacha, and they're going in the opposite directions. There's no answer to this question. The Rasirlio says maybe it's not a stira, it's just telling us a halacha that really, deep down, there's no difference between zerone gina and the tfu and yirakos. It just depends how it's usually planted. Usually, tfu and yirakos are planted at a regular rate, so to speak, a natural common rate, while zeroni gina are planted at a very sparse rate in terms of these seeds, usually. But these brises are telling us, if I was minimize one or maximize the others, then they would have the same halachas as the other category. If you look in the Ras Sirlio, he says, the Talmud asks, Vahashta ma, on the left side, column in the Ras Sirlio, Vahashta makcha tamuda, de pligi, hanach brises, adadi. These brises seem to argue on each other. Because delael mashma, before, and they were saying, de osan chain dakin shebishne kavin, the ones that are very thin, then your Mishair 1/24 to what's normally planted. Vikana marsh is yerkabo to you of a kidness. Velo mashani lu, there's no answer given. But he quotes from the Rush. Vikasa of a Rush, de yesh latartsam. What are we talking about? Before we were talking about tfu and kitnis. The tfu of a kitnis, the tani bu, the kabayim, kupachos mi kabayim. When do we say the tfu and kitnis? If you plant two kav, it's like planting less. Hainu taima. Mishim the tfu of a kitnis, gasin. They're usually planted, they're larger. Varov min on sarach sa'ala base sa'ah. And most of the time you plant a sa'ah of these seeds in a base sa'ah. Vim nisrachu mikvula, not shihigiu lakach. And if you separated the seeds and put just a few sparse seeds around until it comes to the shear of dibakabaya mehems are on the base sa'ah, just two kav, and all base sa'ah, yotsu michlaminam. Then it goes out of its own min, v'nichnus l'klal zeronigina, and it goes to the zeronigina category, 1/24 of what's usually planted. L'maisa was saying, it goes like I was planted, because a lot of it has to do with Marasayan, like we said on yesterday's daf. Avol zeronigina, zeronigina, which are usually planted very sparsely. If you choose to plant them, a lot of them together, so then it would also, yatsu michlal, michlalon, would go out of its own category, v'nichnusu l'chal tfu of a kitnis, and become like tfu of a kitnis. So basically the Rush is saying there's no machlokes, there's no differences in terms of categories in the Mishnah. Really, it just depends how you plant it. The Mishnah spoke about tfu of a kitnis versus zeronigina, because that's how it's usually planted. But if it's planted the other way than it's usually planted, they would have the same halacha as the other category. That's how the Rush deals with the Gemara and the Brises. Good. We continue now. The top of Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Rabbi Zeira Reb Avuna b'shem Rav Huna. Rabbi Zeira and Rav Huna had a machlokas, both in, quoting in the name of Rav Huna. And that is, now this is commenting on the last line of the Mishnah. Not, we've been talking about Zeroni Gino, which are usually planted very sparsely. What about the other case, Pishton? The Zera Pishton is usually planted, much thicker. So is there a limit? Is there a limit to how much would be planted to stay in that category? So chad amar at tisha kabin, v'charana amar at shmona. It depends up until 9 or up until 10 or up until 8. I'm sorry, up until 9 or up until 8. And the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, as we just explained, says this line is going on. Koi amasha amru de bepishtan chitzarach har bezera lezrias besa. By pishtan, you need a lot of zera, right? The opposite of zeroni gina. We only have a few seeds. Here, you need a lot of seeds. Nasu em chachamim shir Echon Me'esrim V'arba Beguf Benofel. We said there too, it's 1/24th of what's usually planted, right? If you have the very sparse and very thick, so those go by 1/24th of the Nofel Abeso, which means what's usually planted. And now Rav Zeira says, Da'ad Tes Kavin, Pirish, Minim Shetzarach Tes Kavim, Zera Labesa'a, if minim that are usually planted 9 kav to a base akati leplug rabbanam up until 9, the rabbanan said you could still go by the normal shear of most things or of a rova to a base avol tvei mitas kavim dinan kepishtan. But if it's more than tan kavim, then you treat it like pishtan, which you go by 1/24th of what's normally planted. And Rabbi the Charanam, or the other opinion, says up till 8. No, up until 8. 8 and va'ad va'ad bechlal through 8, so then we say that is considered normal, common planting, and you go by the regular shear of most things of a rova lebesa, meaning 1 to 23 of what's actually there. But if it's usually planted as more, 9, so then it will be different, it will be considered like pishtan. So the Gemara asks, Tisha va'asara ma'oshi etztarfu. So what happens if you have one that's usually 9 and one that's usually 10? One that's usually 10, right, is like the pishtan case. And one that's usually 9 is like not the pishtan case, the regular case of rova lasa. Can they be mitztarif to aser? Because they are, if they're the minority zera. Because they have different shiurim. So Gemara says, yeah, they can. Isachami, come and see. Remember, in Bavli we have Tashma, but in the Yerushalmi we have Isachami. Tisha v'shlosha mitzarfim. 9, and if the Brisa says, you have one that's usually planted 9, and one that's usually planted 3 mitzarfim, Tisha v'asara lo kol shekein. So surely 9 and 10 would combine in order to aser the majority ingredient. Period. There's what to talk about, but let's just continue the flow until we get to the two dots. Rabbi Avin, Rabbi Chanina, Traveon Amrin, they both said, we just said that they're mitztaref, but wait a second. They're mitztaref, but it depends what the majority tvua is, the majority, so to speak, ingredient, component. Why? Sa'a choleches beinehon. What does that mean? A sa'a, if you remember, 6 kav, right? Sa'a is 6 kav. So 6 kav separate between them. What does that mean? What does that mean? We said they're mitztarev, but to aser something, it could only aser something, Rabbi Avin and Rabbi Chanina are telling us, the minority component can only aser if it falls into a majority component that has the same rules as they do. That has the same rule as they do. And as long as it's within 6 kav of each other, they're considered the same category. Right, it can't be more than 6 kav between each other. So sa'a, which is 6 kav, cholekas beinon, that creates the chilek. Meaning, now it gives an example. Verova, the shear of a rova, which is the normal shear, rova, 1 to 23 is a problem, 1 to 24 is okay. Rova, sa'a, aser b'shloshes kavim. A sa'a is 6 kav. A 6 kav minority would aser a 3 kav majority. Verova shloshes kavim aser b'sa'a. And a 3 kav, what does that mean, 3 kav? Something that's usually planted 3 kav in a sa'a, right? So if you have enough seeds there, that would aser sa'a in a 6 kav majority. So as long as it's like 3 to 6, 6 to 3, that's all good. It can't be 3, can't be more than 3 to 9. Can't be more. That's the point of sa'a cholekas beinehon. Or another example, rova sa'a aser b'tishas kavim. If you have one that's 6, sa'a is 6 and into 9, or if a rova tishas kavim aser b'sa'a, or one that's 9 into 6. That's usually, you know, one that's planted usually 9 kav in a sa'a that falls into the one that's planted 6 kav in a sa'a. All those are considered the same category, and therefore it would aser, right? That's what the chiddush of sa'a cholekas beinehon, that you go by different shiurim, but the minority and the majority zera has to be within a certain proximity of each other to be called in the same category. If it's not in the same category, so then you wouldn't go by rova, which is the normal amount that 90% of kilai zeram go by. Then you would go by what's called rova lenofa labesa. You go by 1/24th of what is usually planted, not by what is actually here. Just one ha'ara, two ha'aras. We'll see what we have time for. We're talking a lot about kilei zeraim here. There is a comment of the Minchas Chinuch. The Minchas Chinuch in Reish Mem Hei. Reish Mem Hei, that's the iser of kilei zeraim. So Lizroa Ula Harkiv kilayim. So in Os Chaf, he says, Vida, da zorea kilayim ein aloke elam kein hishrish baretz. Zrias kilayim, we paskin, remember we had the machlokas Reish Lakish Rabbi Yochanan about in your hand, but we paskin that zrias kilayim is only if it takes root. To cause manchalo hishrish, how are you command the mancha bekada? Vloshayach bo kilayim. Before it takes root, it's not asur yet, it's like in a jug. It's on a stone. Vachin leni kilaya kerem. Same thing regarding kilayim, kilaya kerem, begabi chadosh visharin yanim. To cause manchalo nishras, as long as it didn't take root, then it's as if it's not planted. Vein lokin elam kein hishrish. You only get malchus if it took root. Umikom akom. But says the Minchas Chinuch, an important comment. Eino dome lalav she'ein bo maisa. Va'asa bo maisa beheter mitchila. The pilpulu achronim. Right, if you do something that's mutter, let's say I go into the Beis HaMikdash, and I'm tahar, and then somehow I become tameh in the Beis HaMikdash, and I don't leave. So I did a maisa to come in here, but at that time it was a mutter maisa. But now, not leaving, is that a lav she'ein bo maisa? A lav she'ein bo maisa? This is different than that. Because here, it's not that nothing happened at T1 when the Zriya took place. That's when the Isser started. Dekan halav maschil takef shezara v'nigmar bahashrasha. Here, the lav started right away. Shezara v'nigmar bahashrasha. It was Zriya be'Isser. Favi kamo hidbik pas betana b'Shabbos. It's like you put something on the fire on Shabbos, and it's going to cook later on. What, is that a lav she'ein bo ma'isa? No, there's a lav that the malacha takes time. It's an extended amount of time. De'im, rodeo kodim shenefe eino chayev. Rakim iniach batana shenefe chayev. If you take it off before it bakes, fine. But, says the Menchas Chinuch, here too. But it started already. Kilo yitzura ha'fiyev ashrasha b'li ma'isa b'tchilasov. V'kazei asra Torah. Right, just like the baking on Shabbos, just like the zriya of kilayim. Right, the part of that is the original act that starts the mechanism of this malacha to go. Vein inyan l'sham v'kalahavin. This is not related to that case earlier where there was the achronim discussed. There was a ma'isa that was totally beheter, and then it was... it became a problem. But definitely, if you picked it up before Lash Rasha, you're vis for sure putter. This relates to the Minchas Chinuch Rishash that we discussed a couple of days ago about Zriya on Shabbos as well. Zriya on Shabbos. This is about Afi on Shabbos. But that is the Minchas Chinuch's comment in Reish Mem Hei about this Isser of Zriya, that it is a Isser that starts off by the Zriya and then continues with the Hashrasha. We're talking about Bittel here. We're talking about what is Oser and what is Batel. And again, we mentioned that the way to get out of this is by being Mevatel, by making the majority more or by making the minority less. And we mentioned a couple of days ago also, we didn't get to this then, that Truma might be different. Here we're not talking about Truma. We're talking about Bittul L'Chachila, and different Isurim have different rules of Bittul L'Chachila. We said in the last year that maybe there's a difference between being Mevatel D'Oraisa, being an Isur D'Oraisa, being Mevatel an Isur D'Rabanan. Rov Rishonim hold that the whole concept of Bittul L'Chachila is a D'Rabanan. But it might only apply to Isurei D'Oraisa, not to Isurei D'Rabanan. But there are other Rishonim that we saw hold that certain Isurei D'Rabanan maybe are still Aser. But Shruma might be different. Shruma might be different. We mentioned that from the Avnei Miluim. But let's start off with something that we haven't mentioned, and that is there's a Taz. There's a Taz in Yeridei and Shin Chaf Gimel. Shin Chaf Gimel Sifkat and Beis. If the Taz asks, why is it that by Shruma Temeya that fell into less than 101, Truma Teh fell 101, so you have to let it rot. You have to let it rot because it's medume. Halo yachol lishol al truma. Why don't ask the Taz? Why don't you just be shoel on the truma? V'te'ase tevel mafreya. It will become tevel v'yafrisha lemimakam acher. And then you'll be mafrish from somewhere else, and then you'll just have chulin temeim, and that'll be mati the whole taroves. Right, like the Rama says, by chalas chutz la'aretz shenafal l'tavshel. So that's the question of the Taz. Why aren't your shoal on your truma temeya so you can use it? So the Asvin D'Oraisa of Yosef Engel in Klal Tesvav says, no, I think based on the Avnei Miluim that we just alluded to, you can't do this. What the Avnei Miluim say in the Chuvas Avnei Miluim at the end of the Sefer Simen Yurches, even if you say Ein Mevat L'Nisr L'Chadchila, which is related, what we're talking about here is an Isser D'Rabanan, even if it's an Isser D'Rabanan, and therefore in our case, the Chazal allowed it, when if it's only Mishamaris Ayin Isser, so even if he says Drabanan, that's only by Rov Isurim. But by Truma, it's Aser Levatel, Mida Araisa. Because there's a mitzvah daraisa of guarding truma. Mishum da idea bitol harinasis chulin upaka mani kedusha truma. If you're mevatel truma, you're removing and uprooting the kedusha of truma, and you violate rishvatim es vishmarti, and that's why it's a problem. So suggest the asvin daraisa, suggest Rabbi Yosef Engel. The Avinu Yiluim is talking about actually being mevatel. What about being shoel? Being shoel on the, going to a rabbi and being shoel on the hafrasha. Is that called being mevatel? Would that be a violation of being mevatel, the kedusha of truma? It's a gloy Muslim afraid that it's tevel. So suggest the spendaraisa, maybe that's why it's not suggested. Lefi, that mean that's the answer to the Taz's question. Hu adin, lefiza hu adin, it's shule gamkin asar atruma, kimosha asar levatla, daidea she'ela nami hari osed mitruma, chulin umafkia kidushasa. Wow. De'ein lomar, but don't say what you could have said. No, there's a big difference between being shoel and being mevatel. Being mevatel, you have truma here, and you are now ruining it, so to speak, by swallowing it up in the majority. But by she'ela, you're changing the past. De'ein lomar, the she'ela shiny, the chacham ocher me'ikaro, v'igloi milsel ma'freya shlohaisa truma me'olam, v'shalohaya ala asey deshimor me'olam. This was never truma. No, does that Eino says the Asvin Daraisa. The Beis Yosef Hilchos Nedarim. The Beis Yosef writes in Hilchos Nedarim, Simen Reish Chafes, that if somebody makes a neder from a city, you can't go to a rabbi in that city to be matir the neder, even though Memelo, once he's matir the neder, it'll come out that he was never ushered to get benefit from the city. So what's the problem? Because right now the Hatara itself is called a benefit. It's called a benefit. Hare, the avagab the chacham oker and neder meikaro, the igloi milsal mafreya daide she'el oshaya muter lehenos mimenu me'az. So still, we say hashta osr lehenos mimenu. So therefore, it is osr lishael. Says here too, the she'el betruma would be a problem, and he thinks it will be mafkia the kedusha, and that's the answer to the Taz's kasha. But then he goes into, as he kedarka bakodesh, he goes back and forth, he says, I'm not so sure if that's true. Not so sure if that's true, for a number of reasons. Number one, he says, who says that the whole Avnei Miluim is by Truma, maybe it's only by Truma Tahora. Who says it's by Truma Temeya? Yesh ladun bazev lomar, demasha oser Avnei Miluim zalavatel Truma menatora, mipa'as afka asakadusha, zeo rak betruma Tahora, alo betruma Temeya, da irina ba, but we're talking about Truma Temeya, maybe ein bo hafka as kedusha. And he says, maybe that's, that alluded to in the Rambam. The Rambam in Ilchus Trumos. The Rambam in Perek Zayin of Ilchus Trumos. Halacha Aleph. Tamei she'achal truma temeya. A tamei kohen that ate truma temeya. Afa pishu belav eino loke. Why no malchus for eating truma temeya? Sheharei eina kodesh. Eina kodesh. Wow. So maybe it's not. There's no kedusha there, for there's no iser. Ulam be'emes, he says, but I don't think this is true. Nira da'as levata lechule gam betruma temeya. Shegam truma temeya adayin kedusha alei. Shasur lazar b'misa. If it's zari truma temeya, it's also b'misa. V'chein asur la'arelim. V'chein l'kohanim temeyim b'lav al kapanim. Masha'enkin k'shemavatla. V'shoel alea haripaka mina kedusha salagamre. It is totally loses its kedusha and its status. V'yemkein shafer asur gam b'truma temeya lafkia zos hakedusha asher ba. So he says, maybe you could say truma temeya is different, but I'm not so sure. But then he says also, maybe there's a sugi in Nedarim Daf Nun Tes that seems to go against this. Because the sugi in Nedarim Daf Nun Tes asks, if you have truma that fell into 101, so it's batel, so he asks the Gemara, why don't you say it's a Dabar Sheish Lamatirin? Why is it batel? Dabar Sheish Lamatirin, go to a Rav and do She'ela. Go to a Rav and do She'ela. So the Gemara answers, no. Because it's not like Hektish. By Hektish, mitzvah litshule bekonamos. Aval truma, the language of the Gemara, lav mitzvah litshule ale. It's not a mitzvah litshule, but what do you see from there? It's a reshus. It's not even a mitzvah, but it might be a reshus litshule at truma. So maybe that Gemara sounds like against the Minchas Chinuch's addition to the Avnei Miluim. But he says, Amnam Be'emezeh Eino. But then he says, it's fascinating, works in circular. No, that's not true. Because if it fell into 101, the second that you say, it's not a Dabar Sheish Lamatirin, then the whole thing should be batel anyway, and Memela, there wouldn't be any Kedushas Truma. The second that you say, you're not allowed to be Shoel because of the Isser of Hafkos Kedushas Truma, then it's Ein Lamatirin, and Memela, it's batel, and it's like Chulin anyway. So, It's circular. V'imkein shuv ein ba mishum afkas kedusha klal, and therefore you would be able to be shoel, and it would be called the Rashi Matirin b'chulu, and he continues. But this is a classic Rabbi Yosef angle in Asan Daraisa, going back and forth in terms of the Isser. And then he says later, again, he asks asked from other Yerushalmis and Bavlis, and then he says in the middle, Guf divri avni miluim, shekaz avas levato truma b'chulu min ha-Torah, mishum afkas truma, demevato b'zeh aseh deshimur, he says, Mitzada svara hayamakom lis topic baze. Mitzada svara vasavik. Im over beki agavne aase deshimur. Do you really violate? The yishlomar derakishem mitame truma. Shetehe tum asa aleha ba'od ba'kdushas ha'truma. Zel beyond kdushas truma. What's a bizarre for kdushas truma if you're mitame the truma? That's a violation of shimur. V'yalkein asu latama. V'chein la'abda ula hafsida. Gamkein bizayonila. To ruin it and to cause it a loss. That's usur. But to make it into chulin, is that really a violation? If you have truma that you've ruined, and now it's bad truma. But if you took truma, and now it's no longer truma, who says that's a bizayon at all? Who says that's a problem? So therefore, says the Asvin Daraisa, I'm not so sure, bichlal, on the concept of the Avdim Iluim, even if you don't know extent it, but the whole concept I find questionable. Okay, but this is all relating to a little of Bittel Isser that our Mishnah is about how do you solve the problem once you have a problematic amount. Okay, we'll stop here. We'll start with Hapishtan next time when we get to Daf Yud Gimel.